Good morning, St. Bruno. I hope all is well with you and your families. And I hope you stay cool today. My wife and I and my son were a couple weeks ago in north of Dallas, Texas. We're glad to be in the cool now. It was only 109, but they said, that's okay. The heat index is really good. It only feels like 111. In today's gospel, Jesus spoke to his disciples about the kingdom of heaven. And he said the kingdom of heaven was like a buried treasure, a pearl of great value, and like a net thrown into the sea. Three very different views. And he was telling the disciples this, and the disciples were all very different. One was probably a merchant. We know they had fishermen, and there were probably farmers in the bunch as well. So he was giving them examples of what the kingdom of heaven was like. First, he said the kingdom of heaven was like a treasure buried in a field, and when a person finds it, he hides it again. And out of joy, goes and sells all that he has to buy that field. He's not discouraged and says, oh, geez, I got to sell everything. I got to have a rummage sale. I got to put things on with those online services. I forget what it's called. Anybody help me with that? Offer up. I got to do that. No, he's like, no, I got to sell everything now because I know there's a treasure there and I got to buy it. Then Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. And when he finds a pearl of great price, he sells all that he has and buys it. So both of these people, the merchant and the guy who finds the treasure, have one thing in common. They both have a simple, clear understanding of what they need to do. They know there's something of great value, and they're going to get it. And they're going to do everything they need to do to get that, because they know how valuable it is. They're very intentional of what they're doing. They don't give up. They're like, oh, this is too hard. I got to sell everything. I'll forget it. I know the treasure's out there, but selling my stuff is too difficult. Nobody wants to buy it. I just forget it. No, they're very intentional. Out of joy, they go and sell all that they have. They go and sell to get it because they know the value of it. Jesus said we must view the kingdom of heaven like this. It's of great value. And we all should be very intentional on getting it. And a lot of times we need to make sacrifices to get it. We have to die to ourselves. We have to die to our egos and what our wants are. But what is the kingdom of heaven for you? Today, what does the kingdom of heaven mean to you? To find the kingdom of heaven, we have to do something simple, but sometimes very difficult. But with the strength of God, we can do it. We allow God's will to come into our hearts. That's what we need to do. We need to do that. We need to ask God to come into our hearts so that we can listen to him and follow his direction. And when we do that, we have God, the creator of the universe's will inside of us. How fabulous and fantastic is that? That is a monumental treasure of great value. Now, can you imagine if God told you, ask something of me and I will give it to you. Go ahead, ask. Come on, I want to give it to you. What would you ask for? Okay, you already know. I know. You already know what you would ask for. Boom, you got it. What's the first thing on your mind? That's where your mind is. In our first reading, we heard about King Solomon, a new king. King David died. Solomon comes in. He's a young guy. And he says, I don't know how to lead these people. What do I do? What do? I ask God. I'm going to ask God for something. And God tells him, go ahead, ask me. I'll give it to you. What do you want? And Solomon says, give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people and to distinguish right from wrong. And the Lord was pleased with Solomon. He said, you did a great job. You asked for the right thing. I will give you a wise and understanding heart, that there has never been anybody as wise as you, and there will never be anybody as wise as you, because I'm going to give you that gift. Because you didn't ask anything for yourself. You asked for this to serve your people with my will. Solomon had a clear understanding. His clear understanding was, how do I serve my people in truth and justice? How do I do that? And he asked for the wisdom of God to reside on his heart. He knew the treasure. He knew the treasure. Sometimes we hear things in our mind and we say, oh, I don't want to do that. Yesterday, I got a haircut because I knew I was going to see you guys. And as I was going in to get my haircut, I pulled into the parking lot, and someone else pulled in the parking lot, and we started walking toward the door, and the person was walking toward the door, I was walking toward the door. I said, okay, I got to get there first, got to get in the door first. And all of a sudden, I heard this thought in my mind, slow down and open the door for the other person. No! But I stopped, and I turned, and I opened the door for the other person, and she walked in, and she said, thank you, Deacon Gabe. Now, can you imagine if I walked in the door and beat her and closed the door behind me? God wants the best for us. God wants to reside on your heart. He wants you to listen to him. He wants you to die to your ego. Because when we don't follow God's will, things happen to us. But we need to have a simple, clear understanding to get the kingdom of heaven. And what is that simple, clear understanding? The church, our Catholic Church, has been teaching it for years. It's simple. It's in our Catechism of the Catholic Church. Probably many of you have heard it before. But we need to repeat this over and over in our minds so we continue to live it every day. Our church has taught us to know, to love, and to serve God, so that we might be in paradise or the kingdom of heaven. And that kingdom of heaven doesn't mean when we pass away. Yes, it'll be there. But it means we will be living in it now. We will have God's will on our heart. We will be connected to the divine. We will be entering the kingdom of God now. But many of us, all of us, we lose sight of it sometimes. We hear that little voice in our head saying, forgive your brother. Yeah, your sister said something bad to you, but forgive her. Invite them over to the house. Tell them you're sorry for what you did. And you say, no, I can't do that. I can't. Then we start loving ourselves more than the other. But when we start entering into the kingdom of God, we start loving others as God loves. And when we do that, God transforms our heart, changes our mind, and brings us into his kingdom of heaven now. And that transformation doesn't just stop with you. It'll reach your sister. It'll reach all the people around you. It'll transform your family. It'll transform our world. Allowing God's will to reign in your heart. And when you begin to know him closely, when you begin to love him and serve him, his power and grace flows through you. And that is a great treasure. Jesus also said the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea. And when it's full, it's dragged to the shore, and all the things are pulled out of it. There's probably stones and wood and a bunch of junk, but there's fish in there. But there's little fish and bony fish, but there's good fish. And they're separating all of that. And they're putting the good fish into the buckets. And the other things, they're tossing away. And he says, this is how it will be at the end of the age. The wicked will be separated from the righteous. But when you truly know God and love God and serve God, at the end of the age, he's going to say, I know you. And you love me, and I love you too. And you served me, and I protected you, and I had my will flow through you, and your grace and your strength, you're mine. And you won't be tossed away. But when you enter into fully into the kingdom of heaven, at the end of the age, you'll be embraced. You'll be welcomed. You'll be kissed on your cheek. And that, my brothers and sisters, is our ultimate treasure.